This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend and repeat guest here on Senior Talk, local reverse mortgage expert, I'm going to say, but definitely a reverse mortgage specialist expert, Kevin Gutman, in the studio this morning. Kevin, thank you so much for coming back and joining us on Senior Talk.
Greg, thank you so much. Great to see you today.
You know, it's been a while since we've had you on, and it's always such a pleasure because this is one of my favorite topics to dive into, reverse mortgages specifically, because it is such a viable way to pay for what we do, long-term care, senior care. But it's still an unknown thing to many, 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 many seniors. But for those who may have missed Kevin on previous shows, you know, take a few moments, however long you want, Kevin, but take a little bit of time. Share with our listeners a little bit about your background and kind of what led you to doing what it is you do today.
Yeah, thank you. So I grew up in Southern California. My dad was a realtor and an investor. And at age 48, he was able to retire because he had 20 properties that had enough cash flow where he didn't have to work anymore. Of course, he still worked. He did different entrepreneurial things, but he stopped doing real estate. What was a turning point for me was when my dad passed, he was living in a home that was for veterans paid by the state because he'd sold all his rental properties. And he didn't take advantage of a reverse mortgage and basically died penniless. So it was at that point, 6 years ago, I decided that I was going to be on a mission to help senior homeowners not outlive their income, tap into their equity, and give them a little bit more security, another resource of money that they can tap into should they need it.
Well, that's such an interesting phrase, to help seniors not outlive their income. And I think that's something that a lot of seniors are probably fearful of. A lot of folks do retire at 65, 60, 70, and the life expectancy continues to go up, you know? So that's the unknown, right? If we knew when our last day was, it'd be a heck of a lot easier to plan. Unfortunately, we don't know if we've got a year, 10 years, or 20 or 30 left.
And people are healthy. As you said, they're living longer. Financial advisors are telling people to plan for 25 or 30 years of retirement. Where when Social Security was passed, the starting age was 65, but the life expectancy was 62. So they weren't thinking people were going to really use it very long, if at all.
It was a security blanket. It wasn't intended to be a source of retirement income. It was, you know, for the what-if scenarios, if I outlive, right, my income, my assets. And it's kind of been treated as a income source, and that's something I'm sure we'll dive a little bit more into. So I refer to you often as a reverse mortgage specialist, but tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Sure. So I work for C2 Financial. They are the largest reverse mortgage broker in the country. They are rated A+ with the BBB, and we're part of the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. So we have standards, ethics that we maintain and follow. And I've been with them since January. I came to them specifically because they're the number one reverse mortgage broker in the country.
Fantastic. Now, I think we had you on a little bit earlier in the the pandemic season. But how has your business changed, you know, over the past 12, 16, 18 months as we've kind of all been experiencing this this new normal, this new new phase in life, this new challenge, this pandemic?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, nobody wants to get it, right? So we do a lot of meetings by Zoom. We go to people's houses sometimes if they're willing to have us in their homes. And we use masks and keep our distance and that kind of thing just to protect people. But yeah, it's just a whole new thing where we're just really trying to make sure people feel safe and not exposed. So like you said, it's the new normal.
The new normal and learning to adjust along the way. And with that increase in technology usage, Are you seeing more people at least initiate that conversation on, hey, what is reverse mortgage? How could it benefit me? Is it right for me? All of those questions. Are they embracing maybe more so than they had before? Because it's difficult to carve out time for an appointment in your calendar and your schedule and go and meet with someone. Now it can be done remotely.
Absolutely. We are seeing a heightened interest for a couple of reasons. One, people are realizing how vulnerable we are as humans, right? We can get sick, we can die. Two, as we mentioned earlier, people are concerned about outliving their money. And then three, our home equity is our largest resource that remains untapped. So basically what a reverse mortgage does, it allows a senior to tap into their equity tax-free. When they pull on that money, it's not taxable. They can access the money via lump sum, monthly installments, or a line of credit. So the key is they need to have enough equity to do that. Basically, depending upon their age, it's between 50 to 60% or more.
All right. So 50 to 60% equity. And as we all know, you know, home values are going up. So it may very well be easier to tap into that equity percentage requirement. You know, who qualifies? What are some of the other requirements for, you know, a reverse mortgage?
So at least one of the borrowers needs to be 62 or older. Unless it's a jumbo reverse mortgage, we do those too. Those are a million and up. Then the age is 60. They have to live in their home as our primary residence. They have to maintain it, pay their property taxes, homeowners insurance, if there's any other fees like HOA, flood insurance, things like that. Basically, it's what people are already doing. And then the types of properties that qualify are single family home, town home, patio home, FHA approved condo, even a 2-4 unit complex if they occupy one of the units as their primary home.
That's interesting. So they could have maybe that investment property that they're living in as a primary residence, but still be able to tap into the equity of the whole property?
Correct.
What are some of the main advantages of a reverse mortgage?
So people use it three ways primarily. One is to eliminate their mandatory monthly PI mortgage payment, principal and interest mortgage payment. That's the primary use. Sometimes people use it to purchase a home. What we see here, Greg, is if somebody can no longer do the stairs anymore, they don't want to maintain the home, too big of a house to clean or mow the lawn, shovel the walkway, etc., driveway, they can right size to a home that better suits them in this stage of life so they can finance it with a reverse mortgage. They put 50 to 60% down, not have a monthly mortgage payment. And then the third way is a lot of people have their equity locked up. And so what a reverse mortgage does is allows them to unlock and access their equity lump sum, monthly installments, or a line of credit. And when they pull in that money, it's not taxable. By the way, one of the cool things about a reverse mortgage is it can come with a line of credit. And that line of credit can earn interest, compound interest in their favor. And, you know, most people earn zero on their equity. Here's a chance to put some of that equity to work for you to earn some interest.
All right. So that actually kind of leads into a next question I had. You know, is it a viable way to generate money to help afford some of these costs associated with aging? Home care, health care expenses, daily living expenses.
We are seeing more and more of that where people are realizing they have three buckets to draw from: income or wages, assets and investments, and then equity. And when people tap into equity, it allows the other two to last longer. And they do finance things like home care or long-term care, or everybody wants to stay home. You know, they don't really want to go live with their kids. They don't want to go live in an assisted living. They really want to stay in their home as long as they can. And so if they can find a way to pay for it, i.e. tapping into their equity, using services like you and your team provide, it just helps them accomplish that goal.
And in some scenarios, it sounds like not only to tap into that equity to pay for this, but it could also assist in preserving the finances that they have worked their whole life to save.
Absolutely. 100%.
Interesting. Now, I always used to say, you know, reverse mortgages used to get a bad rap in the 90s, and you corrected me. It was really the 60s, 70s, and 80s when reverse mortgages kind of got a bad rap, a bad taste in some folks' mouths, where I still have conversations like, oh, no, you know, reverse mortgage, I don't even want to hear that word. You know, that's not an option. There's been a considerable amount of revisions and changes. You know, can you take some time, kind of explain what happened and reassure sure our listeners kind of, today's reverse mortgages are not what we heard about in the news in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't know, but the very first reverse mortgage was taken out in 1961. A widow had lost her husband, who was the local football coach, couldn't afford to make her mortgage payment anymore. She knew the local banker who used to play football for the coach. And the banker said, look, what if we allowed you to stay in your home, not pay your mortgage payment anymore, the principal and interest mortgage payment anymore, but instead we take equity, set equity aside from your, set a payment aside each month from your equity. And that's what happened. Well, from 1961 to 1988, it was kind of the Wild West. There was lots of versions of a reverse mortgage, and there was some abuse. Some people got taken advantage of. Some people lost their homes. 1988, HUD stepped in at the direction of Congress and President Reagan. And President Reagan in Congress, he signed a 10-year trial bill to make sure this would help a senior remain in their home, retain title as an owner, although it didn't start off like that, but it's that way now, maintain their independence, and refrain from making a monthly PI mortgage payment. And the first reverse mortgage was born. Now over a million people have taken advantage of them. The law became permanent in 1988. In fact, as you said, they've expanded it and made it safer for seniors. I can give some examples of what that looks like if you want. But the bottom line is this is not what it used to be in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's much safer. Many safeguards in place now to protect a senior homeowner.
Fantastic. Kevin Gutman, reverse mortgage specialist with C2 Financial. What's a good phone number for our listeners to get in touch with you?
I'm local, 719-302-5820.
Fantastic. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. I'm Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Do you have dental needs but no dental benefits? You're not alone. Don't get stuck with painful out-of-pocket costs for dental needs now. For the past 27 years, my friends at American Dental Group have offered a local, affordable discount membership program that has been saving seniors hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars on dental care. Call American Dental Group at 719-633-3000 or visit them online at AmericanDentalGroup.org. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning, reverse mortgage specialist with C2 Financial, Kevin Gutman. Thank you so much for joining us again in the studio. A frequent guest here on Senior Talk and always a pleasure.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you again. And it's always a pleasure.
All right. You know, I alluded to it a little bit, but pandemic, right? We're all going through this new way of doing things and experiencing life. And in my eyes, I say, you know what? We're all focused on going back to the way things were. When are we going to get back to the way that it was? And I choose to look at it as an opportunity to reinvent ourselves and look at it. How can we do things better? What a great opportunity we have to say, hey, you know what? Let's look at how things have been going before this crazy thing happened, and how can we better ourselves and our way of doing things to create a new opportunity and a better way of doing things instead of going back to the way that it was. With that being said, are there changes to the program, you know, reverse mortgage program that we've seen as a result of the pandemic?
Definitely. One of the big ones is where HUD is allowing people to do exterior-only appraisals right now through the end of June. So if somebody isn't comfortable having somebody in their home, we can do an exterior appraisal. If somebody maybe hasn't done some updating and they're concerned they're going to get dinged on value.
Guilty. You don't have to look inside. Wonderful.
Yeah, you don't have to look inside. I actually had a couple that, I'll say it this way, they were collectors. They had a lot of stuff. And it was better for them not to have somebody in their home because it would be hard to take pictures of everything. So, yeah, that's an opportunity right now is just to have exterior appraisals.
Excellent. Now, we talked a little bit about this, and it's a very real thing, you know, especially Colorado Springs, Colorado in general, and some other states also, but experiencing red-hot housing market, right? I mean, we're booming the values. I think I read it was like 87% increase in values over the past 10 years, and it's expected to do the same over the next decade, right? So, I mean, how does this impact what you're doing with reverse mortgages? And really to our listeners who might be considering reverse mortgage, do markets like this that we're in make any difference?
Yeah, great question. So everybody always wants to know when's the perfect time to do this. I would say it's right now. I seriously mean it because why? real estate prices are higher than they've ever been. Interest rates are lower than they've ever been. So you got a sweet spot. And what that means is more equity is available to a senior. And that's really why they're doing it. They want to be able to tap into more of their resources should they need it down the road. Kind of like a safety net. A lot of people use it as a safety net. If life happens, they got some money they can tap into without affecting their other sources.
You know, and I don't anticipate housing prices to go down. I think that's one of those safe bets you have over time is your value is going to continue to go up. That's the beautiful part. Unfortunately, when you sell your house, it's going to take the same amount to buy a new one unless you move to some, under-discovered market. So we're all moving to the Midwest. It's going to be great. But what happens, I guess, hypothetical scenario. I've taken out a reverse mortgage. And then there's some odd market correction where the value of my house goes down to less than when I took out that reverse mortgage. What happens?
Yeah, kind of like another repeat of 2008 and 9.
Yeah.
Right? So we would get a call a week when that was happening. People would say, my HELOC just got cut in half. My HELOC got frozen. Home equity line of credit is HELOC. Payments being demanded, full payments being demanded for my HELOC. What do I do? And those are all features that are in a HELOC in the note that the lender can exercise. With a reverse mortgage, none of that can happen. Your reverse mortgage line of credit, your equity cannot be cut, cannot be frozen. There's never a payment required because one of the beauties of a reverse mortgage is you're transferring responsibility of repayment from yourself as the borrower to the home. The home alone is responsible for repaying the balance due. So it's kind of like equity insurance. A portion of your equity, we'll say maybe half of your equity is protected should something like that happen again.
So my next question was going to be, are there ways listeners can protect their home from those market downturns like you mentioned in 2008, 2009, which was just a really crazy perfect storm, I think, and knock on wood, I don't think we'll get there again because of the layers of protections put in place. But it sounds like what you're saying is the actual reverse mortgage itself might be your protection.
Absolutely. The majority of people, the majority of us are exposed. With a reverse mortgage, at least you can protect 40 to 50% of your equity from that happening.
Wow. Wow. Do you anticipate any further changes coming up with kind of this new way of doing things, this new climate we're in?
I always tell people, I said a reverse mortgage, for the most part, 95% of them are government backed through FHA. So it's good news, bad news. It's good news that's a government loan. It's bad news as a government loan. Good news because they're trying to protect us from people that could take advantage of a senior homeowner. And good news, too, because they're always looking to improve it. The bad news is change doesn't happen very fast. So they're always looking at things, always looking at ways to make it safer and better. But there's nothing looming on the horizon that I've heard of as far as changes coming. And normally what happens is when they do make a change, they give us like a month's notice and it's immediately implemented. So there's not a lot of lead time.
Well, and you hear a lot of talk out there about, changes in tax rates and, inheritance taxes and property, just all sorts of, these tax increases that people are speculating about. Does that play any role into this as well?
Well, you'd asked me earlier about, are people open to this more and more? And the answer is yes, because of a few reasons. Inflation, rising taxes, concern that we might be in a real estate bubble, and concern about increasing interest rates. And we are seeing rates creep up a little bit. So all of those factors equal uncertainty. What a reverse mortgage can do is it can provide some certainty to seniors where they have another pool of money that they can draw on should they need it. So the short answer is yes, we're seeing more people look at them with an open mind and saying, this might be something I want to explore.
Education and learning about the options that are out there, I think, is the only way to do it, and to do it proactively until you find that that scenario where you should have done it yesterday and the timing's off now as a result of waiting. Kevin Gutman, reverse mortgage specialist, C2 Financial. Let's get your phone number out again for our listeners.
Sure, 719-302-5820.
Fantastic. Let's take one more break.
Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. In the studio today, repeat and frequent and wonderful guest, Kevin Gutman, educating us on reverse mortgages. Definitely a fun topic and definitely a good way. You know, that's the biggest challenge we see is the price when it gets to long-term care. The myth is the government's going to take care of our long-term care. Medicare is going to pay for my long-term care needs, and they don't. You need to pay for it privately. And the big question is, how do you do that if you never planned for it and never knew until now when you're in your 60s and 70s that you needed to pay for this stuff? Reverse mortgages actually are a good, reliable, viable, trusted way to accomplish that. So thank you for educating us on this today, Kevin.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You know, what questions can listeners maybe ask themselves if they're listening today and they're going, you know, is a reverse mortgage right for me? What questions can they ask themselves?
So I always ask people, how long do you plan to stay in your home? If it's at least 18 months to 2 years, then a reverse mortgage may make sense because they can recoup the cost. The other is this the home that you want to grow old in, right? Because a lot of us, we've raised our kids and now they've moved on. We're empty nesters. And maybe this house with the stairs or the big house doesn't fit this stage of life. Or maybe we're not as comfortable in the neighborhood that, again, we raise our kids in, and now it's transitioning, it's changing. We maybe don't know our neighbors as well. So there's all kinds of things that go into it. And really, what a reverse mortgage does, it just gives a senior homeowner choice, gives them options, gives them flexibility, which is what they want in their golden years.
Well, and as you educated us earlier, it may even be a scenario that makes sense if you are looking at going to downsize or to go into retirement community or even assisted living. This may be a way to access cash to pay for that.
Yeah, and a big concern people have is, will there be enough equity at the end? And the good news for people living in Colorado is we have amazing appreciation. And so almost every scenario, every proposal I sit down and show someone, there is always money at the end for their heirs. So even though they're not making a payment, by the way, they can make a payment if they choose to, full payment, interest only payment, no payment. Payment's optional. They don't have to make any payment if they don't want to. They can make a payment every other month, once a year, or nothing at all. But there's still equity at the end, and that's a big concern for a lot of people.
If I were 62, I'd be exploring this as an option. Unfortunately, I've got a little ways to go. But, you know, okay, so I think this might be appropriate for me. I call you up. Walk me through the process. What happens next?
So the first appointment is really just a get acquainted Q&A time where we help people understand the program, make sure it's right for them. I'm trying to make sure that there's mental clarity, that they understand the program, because we don't want to take advantage of anybody at all. Sometimes children or advisors are involved, and that's fine too. So after that, then we they do a one-hour phone counseling appointment, and we collect the documents, simple things like driver's licenses, Medicare cards, bank statements, mortgage statement if they have a mortgage, homeowner's insurance declaration pages, those kinds of things. And then we come back, and once we get the counseling completed, we do an application, we do the loan paperwork. Then we get the appraisal going, title work, head to underwriting, and then we close the loan, usually within 30 to 45 days from the time that they apply to the time that we can close.
Fantastic. It seems streamlined and easy enough. And the starting point is by giving you a call at, what's that phone number again?
Yeah, 719-302-5820. And Greg, I will say, I've worked really hard to streamline it and make it as simple as I can for people, because this is different for them. They've never done a reverse mortgage. They're a little bit skeptical. And so we want them to be comfortable with the program, comfortable with me and our company, and just lay out the whole process so they know exactly what to expect.
Well, and I appreciate you taking the time to make it more comfortable for them and really going over the details here today as well. We do see that skepticism, a lot of the bad rap that we talked about decades ago, but also some of the myths that are still out there, you know, floating around. And I'd like to take just a couple moments. I want to highlight maybe one or two of those myths that I run into when I'm bringing up reverse mortgages as an option and give you a chance to, you know, and I knocked the myth out of the park, right?
Kind of a rapid-fire session
Yeah, right? So, I mean, okay, so I outlive my life expectancy. The lender's going to evict me out of my house. I'm on the streets.
So as long as you stay in the home 6 months or more, years your primary home, pay the property taxes, homeowner's insurance, maintain the home, any other dues associated with home, HOA, flood insurance, et cetera, the term of the loan, are you ready for this, is age 150.
Wow.
So they've designed it so you can outlive it.
Okay, unless some weird fluke happens and you're the world's oldest individual at 150, you can't outlive it. Another myth I see quite frequently, if I take out a reverse mortgage, the lender's going to own my home.
The program started that way in the late 80s, but it hasn't been that way for over 30 years. You maintain title as an owner of your home.
Excellent. And probably the last biggest one that I see out there would be, you know, the myth that I'm going to have significant negative tax consequences if I take out a reverse mortgage.
So the way the program's structured, it doesn't affect your tax burden at all. It doesn't affect your government benefits either.
Interesting. Okay. I love shooting these out. I'm going to throw you one more. And this is another big one I get. My children, right? Or the people that I'm leaving everything to, my family, they're going to be responsible for repaying this loan.
Yep. This is a big deal. And it's a great question. With a reverse mortgage, it's a non-recourse loan. What that means is the only recourse the lender has is against the property, not against the borrowers, not against the estate, not against the heirs, only the property. So it's really freeing for the homeowner to know that they're not going to leave a bill for their kids. They're not going to be stuck with a bill. Their estate's not going to have a bill at the end.
Fantastic. Well, again, hopefully we're giving a little bit of peace of mind to listeners who maybe thought some of the negative things about this program or that it isn't appropriate for them. We're running a little low on time, Kevin, but what should listeners look for when they're choosing which partner to work with on a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, good question. I would say somebody that has good character, that is going to put them first and not take advantage of them, not be out for themselves. Somebody that's experienced and has done scores, dozens and dozens of these for people. Also with a reputable company, like for example, we're a broker, so we work with the top 10 reverse mortgage lenders in the country, so we can shop for people and make sure they get the best situation for their house and their what they're hoping to accomplish. So I think experience and character are two big things to look for.
Fantastic. Kevin Gutman, reverse mortgage specialist with C2 Financial. We're about out of time. I want to thank you again, Kevin, for coming in, joining us here in the studio this morning. Before we go, share with our listeners one last time, how can they get in touch with you and your team to really explore their personal options for reverse mortgages and if it's right for them?
Absolutely. I'm local at 719-302-5820.
Thanks again for coming in, Kevin.
Thank you, Greg. Good to see you.
You as well. Before we go, I want to remind listeners, you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.